What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Frank?
How are you, young man?
How are you, buddy?
Phil, I'm better than Custer. I'm just taking a bath right now.
Frank, I wanted to just get you on the line because Margaret had told me that you produced a television show called Bourbon Street Beat.
No, I hadn't produced it. I knew a couple of the guys that produced it. Can you hold just a second, Phil? Get some booze in this. Frank, you just put some booze in it. I want to get her to get me three fingers of Cuddy, a little bit of ice, too. Right? Wherever the ice is, because I can never find it.
You know, every time you ask that, she tells you it's in the little thing at the bar.
The what? What the hell are you talking about? He says it's in the thing at the bar.
It's called a refrigerator.
Phil, I'm vertical. That's about it. Well, I'm not vertical right now. I'm just soaking. But, yeah, I knew a lot of them that produced the Bourbon Street Beat television program. That was down there in New Orleans, yeah.
And who was the star then?
That was Andrew Duggan. She was a great actor. And she, by the way, she went on to appear in...
Who was this?
Andrew Duggan.
It was a man.
You know any women named Andrew? Seriously, do you know any women named Andrew?
No, I don't.
Then why would you ask a question like that? You want to know if Andrew Duggan was a woman or a man?
Well, he's confused by the way you use for, you know, because...
Oh, my sweet bare rear end, he's confused. You know what? The day that Frank Gray can't make himself understood, you can kiss my bright red rosy out on Main Street at high noon. Huh? Huh? What do you think of that one?
Yeah, that's great. So Andrew Duggan was the star.
She was the star. And we had a number of others, but... that was a hell of a program, and it was about a couple of police officers that worked the Bourbon Street Beat, just exactly as you would well imagine. And they would, in one episode, one of the police officers goes into a strip bar, and she's patting down the strippers. You can imagine what kind of a situation that would arise.
Now, is the police officer a man or a woman?
I just told you it's a man.
Well, you said she's patting down strippers.
Yes, don't you get it? Here's a guy patting down strippers, and she doesn't look like she cares, you know. What's wrong with you, anyway? You know, Phil, when you ask me how I'm doing, how are you doing? Because, brother, you sound like you're all in a heap.
Look, I don't understand when you say that Andrew Duggan's a she.
Andrew, you don't understand when I say that. You know that Andrew Duggan's a man, correct?
Yes.
All right. So what would that make her?
It would make her a man.
Bingo. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Yes. All right, now let me move on. Then I was part of the producing team of the first Super Bowl in New Orleans, and Al Hurt played the national anthem there. That was at Tulane Stadium. Have you ever heard her?
Who?
Al Hurt.
That's a chick, right?
Hey, get a look. Hey, Margaret.
No, Frank.
No, hold on. Margaret, this jackass that you know on the radio wanted to know if Al Hurt was a chick.
Are you for real?
She's here.
Phil, what's wrong?
Why can't he just say that Al Hurt's a he instead of a she?
I told you he gets the whole gender thing confused. What's wrong with you?
Where's the ice again?
In the bar, Frank. Do you want me to take you by the you-know-what, lead you there, give it a yank, and then open the door for you, too?
Well, when you talk dirty, it gets me, guns me up.
Anyway, he gets confused.
All right, thank you. In any event, I wanted to ask him about that whole thing at when he was producing that TV show. That's all.
Let me have it. Some booze in that one.
Cuddy?
She asked me if I want Cuddy. Is there any other? Cuddy, yes, you better believe it's Cuddy, honey. I'll take some of that on the rocks, and I'll take you with no clothes on.
Oh, come on, Fred.
All right. Anyway, I'm in New Orleans, and Al Hurt plays the national anthem. Now, I took her out for dinner, and... Oh, boy, what a hot night.
You had sex with Al Hurt?
No, a stripper that Al... What a... You calling me queer? All right, now look...
Who do you mean when you say her?
I mean Al Hurt.
Well, who do you mean when you said her about the stripper?
I meant the stripper.
A chick?
No, a guy.
You had sex with a guy?
Yes, didn't Margaret tell you? That was before she and I got married.
Who?
The stripper and I.
Did you marry Margaret?
Yeah, I married him.
Well, then who's the she that you married?
The guy stripper.
What was it, a Chippendales or something?
No, some freak show down in New Orleans. Wouldn't you like to know, you sick creep?
What are you trying to going to do? Hang up the phone.
So he married a guy, except it's a she, and it was a guy stripper, but then he married Margaret, who's a he. And then Al Hurt, he took her out for dinner. Who, Al Hurt? No, the stripper. A guy? Yes. Unfreaking believable. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we'll be talking to Bob Green, who is going to be trucking supplies down to some of the... Yeah, look, I don't want to talk to him, okay?
He's making it, Phil. Come on.
Look, Frank. Frank, I don't... I, you know, I don't understand how you talk.
I know you don't understand. I wanted to just say something, okay? I'm not gay anymore. You understand me? I don't like any of that. I don't do that anymore. There was a time when I did, but I don't. You understand?
I understand that.
All right, so I'm not going out with her any longer. I am married to Margaret. I am married to him and him alone. And boy, has he got a good pair on him.
Okay, you're talking about Margaret.
No, I'm talking about her.
The stripper.
Right. Of course I'm talking about him.
Margaret.
Yes.
The woman.
Yeah, no, the man. Hey, Margaret, you know what? She thinks that you are a she. Do you love that?
Oh, God, Phil.
Do you think I'm a she?
Wait a minute, man. Is it...
Just call. Phone. Are you calling my wife queer?
No, wait, dude.
You know something? I want to tell you something, and then I'm hanging the phone up. Now, listen to me.
No, Frank.
No, you listen to me. I walked into Starbucks today, and I want everybody in your listening audience to listen to this, okay? And I... Give me some more of those bath salts.
Oh, Frank, you are turning gay. Oh, no, Frank, not the face, please. You know I have the photo shoot.
Talk to me like that. Now, listen. I walked into Starbucks this morning. Standing behind me was a guy about 6'3", and I heard him say the following phrase. When the guy said, what would you like? He said, yeah, I'd like a grande green tea frappuccino with whipped cream. And I walked outside, and I buried my face in my hands, and I wept for the white race. So why don't you suck on that?
You heard him say, the guy that ordered the tea.
No, I heard her. I heard him say, the chick that took the order. Oh, you. Margaret, bring me my pink slippers. I want to get out of the tub.
All right. I heard a guy order a grande green tea frappuccino with whipped cream, and I wept for the white race. Well, got a point. 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green tonight, trying to get supplies down to New Orleans. We also have Doug Danger. And coming up, Doug Danger, by the way, is going to be talking about New Orleans Square at Disneyland. What's going on with that? What's going to happen there? And coming up, we have a much-requested flashback. This is a Skippy and Frank. Man, we ain't heard from those two cats in a long time. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We were supposed to have a little barbecue, a gathering of just a few of the radio dogs at my house on Saturday, but we had to blow it out because Maria, my wife, has... Ever since she had kids, I don't know what it is with... You know what? Having kids can't be... You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, well, what's wrong with you? Well, I just pushed about 10 pounds out of me. What do you think? Well, I mean, gosh, you got all these... I'm carrying this thing around for 9 months. 10 pounds of you. 10 pounds and it looks like you. Push it out of me, man. I got skin like freaking naga hide. I got veins blown up in my legs. I got the freaking blood vessels in my eyes. You ever seen a woman right after she's given birth? Her eyes are just like bloodshot because she's like, you know. So in other words, the eyes just explode.
Ben, it sounds like you're going to the bathroom.
Why don't you stop putting it into such sophomoric terms?
I'm not a sophomore. I just graduated.
What a jackass. So, yeah, and she can't walk around. A certain time of the month, she cannot stand on that leg. So I said, there's no point in this. You know, she's hobbling about. And besides, my main man here, Mr. Newman, was taking his whaler to Catalina. Oh, well, I wonder what the Vanderbilts are doing. The cat's in his freaking whaler going to Catalina. He comes back today, he says, and Mark is a Jersey guy. For all you cats in New Jersey, one of your homeboys is out here. It's what, you know, while you guys are freezing your asses off, Mark will be in his whaler. He'll be in his whaler on the way to Catalina, kicking it over there with a couple of greenies, wetting a line, taking a look at all the Garibaldi fish, just sitting there in shorts, just kind of, you know how you like suck on a Heineken bottle until your lip goes in there? Just, looking at a little orange fish. Meanwhile, back home, everyone is just, come on, start it, will you? All right, so as soon as we reschedule, then we'll have Mark over there. And so that's what happened on Saturday. So it was a very sedate day, actually. But they did give me a big square cake, you know, those big cakes. The kids got one for me. And I don't know what my wife, I never said to my wife I want a cake with pudding in the middle. I just said I like chocolate. I'm a big chocolate freak. Anything chocolate. And on top of that, it gives me a headache. So I'm really rocking and rolling. I'll say, can I have some chocolate? Well, it gives you a raging migraine. I know. So we had a big freaking chocolate cake, big thick chocolate icing, big thick chocolate devil's food cake. The center was chocolate pudding. Then more chocolate cake and more chocolate icing. Now, my daughter is got a thing for cake that is it's scaring me. And I want to have her in. And I think we need to have her looked at. Ever since she was a kid, cake, 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 to the point where she wants to know who's got what piece, who got the biggest piece, is there any cake left? She saves her piece of cake, puts a sign on it. When her grandmother, grandfather, whether we had an anniversary thing for her grandmother and grandfather, and she said to me, is there going to be, at that time she was about five, is there going to be enough cake? I don't know if there's going to be enough cake. I said, well, I'll tell you what, Catherine, if you and I don't have any, then there will be. No! Well, that's just, you want enough cake, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't have any cake, and neither can I.
No!
Is there going to be enough cake? I don't know. And then I had a friend of mine come over with his wife, and she brings over pies. I like pie. I like apple pie. I like them all, man. You know, I like a good pie. Anyway, to wind up the story, well, it's kind of anticlimactic, but do I got to get out right now? Yeah, okay, forget it.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yeah, we're here in the Big Apple here, and they just opened a Statue of Liberty app.
It's going to be fantastic. Anyway, we're going to do a stunt. It's going to be great.
Yeah, skip it, Frank. We walk the edge.
We really walk the edge. Yeah, kind of do crazy stunts and stuff.
Well, we're going to do something crazy today. Skippy is going to try to get into the Statue of Liberty dressed as an Al-Qaeda member.
It's going to be so rad. It's going to be radical. Okay, first of all, let's go to Commander Butthole. Find out what traffic's like up there. The Uppercut of Hank of Valley. Hey, Commander Butthole, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Skippy and Frank, thanks a lot for doing it. Right down here at the Uppercut of Hank of Valley right now. Everyone, we've got a couple of Amish people have been run over and crushed by a steamroller. And I can see a couple of dead bodies out there. Probably the Marines and somebody who died years ago in the Johnstown flood. Also on the other side, a woman has been machine gunned by her husband. He's a drunk and he works in the mines and he has no life. Back to you, Skippy and Frank, there at the Statue of Liberty.
All right, well, that's thanks a lot, Commander Butthole. He's going to be giving us a traffic update as we continue on throughout the evening. All right? And just a minute, I'm going to be dressing up as Al-Qaeda, and I'm going to try to get to the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, that dumb security guard.
Yeah, these people who work security here are so stupid.
Well, I mean, they're rubber bullet cops, aren't they? It's rubber bullet cops. That's all they are. Okay, listen, let's set some phone calls here. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Skippy, Frank, man. Bone up, man. Bone up.
Back at you.
Hey, are you guys really going to go into the Statue of the Liberty and junk like that?
You better believe it.
You know, those cops, they may actually try to hurt you and stuff.
No, they're rubber bullet cops.
Yeah, you don't understand. Oh, Skippy.
You don't understand something. They're rubber bullet cops.
Well, you know, Skippy. I think that... Oh, hold on for just a minute. Okay, I think that...
Crowd went away.
Yeah, well, they just sort of hadn't bathed for a few days. They just decided to leave. But I put some underarm deodorant on and they're back.
Well, listen, you listen... Because it's going to be radical. And remember, you could win yourself a Skippy and Frank mask. You can scare all your friends with it if you just keep listening.
Okay, what do I have to do for that?
Just keep listening.
Really? I mean, there's no prize or anything?
Well, there's a prize. You don't have to do anything for it.
Well, how do I win it?
Just come down to the station and pick one up. Why do you have to press me for details? I can't get out of here. You're not. Now, listen. Let's go up to Commander Butthole, find out what's happening up there in the traffic. Hey, Commander Butthole, how's things going back there? Any upper Canadian? Hey, huh?
Why do you guys have to yell, man? I mean, what's the...
Just give us the traffic. I'm out about Hall. What's going on out there, huh? We're having a lot of fun here in New York City.
Fine, great. I can hear you. Jesus. Okay, there's no traffic.
Skippy and Frank will be right back.
All right, we're about ready to do this. Let me get the crowd again.
Maybe it's your breath.
Look at this. Every time I talk like they go away. Give me some of that Listerine.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, they're back.
Okay, look. I'm going to get here. And now Frank has got a boom box.
Yeah.
And let's take a phone call. Hey, who's this? Susie? How you doing, Susie?
Hi, Skippy and Frank. You guys are so cute. I saw you. Can I come down and show you my butt?
Oh, we like to sign it and stuff. Yeah.
You know, Skippy, are you really going to go and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's right. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
Okay. First of all, Frank is going to play a boombox, and it's going to have some radical Islamic music on it. So he's going to play it, and then and then I'm going to be dressed up as a Arab, like an Al-Qaeda guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go into the Statue of Liberty, and those dumb security guards, I'll get right past them.
Well, good luck, you guys. I mean, sorry.
Well, who is this?
Well, this is Joe the screener. You weren't getting any calls, so I thought I'd just pretend like I was a caller.
Well, thanks a lot for the help. Okay, we're back in New York City. Now, watch this. I'm going to get... All right, I'm into my Al-Qaeda garb.
Boy, you look really scary in that beard.
Yeah, watch this. I'm going to go into the Statue of Liberty now. Now, Frank, I want you to play the music, and then we'll go up to the guard and hear what he has to say, okay? There's a lot of people here at the Statue of Liberty, because it's just reopened it.
No kidding.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Turn it on. Listen, I want to go and see the Statue of Liberty.
Uh-huh. Well, you look, you look kind of scary there. Are you,
I'm a member of Al-Qaeda.
Oh, really? That's the terror organization that murdered, the people over here?
Yeah, the World Trade Center.
Okay. Well, no, I don't think you can.
Well, that's too bad, because I'm going to go anyway. Ha, here I go. I'm walking right in, and this is just... Oh, come on!
Skip.
Oh, stop firing.
No, he's not going in. No, no way.
Ah, cut it out, will you? I get the point. Look, I just wanted to say that I...
You guys think it's funny, huh? You want to make a joke out of me, do you? No, sir. Can I have the body? Go ahead, get him out of here. Skippy, you all right?
Now that there's no crowd noise, no, I'm not okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's better.
Skippy, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I've just been shot 16 times. Am I okay?
All right, I guess you're not okay.
No.
Well, hold on, the general manager's on the phone.
Well, let me guess. He's going to fire us.
You got it, guys. You're fired.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, thank you. Didn't have time there, Aaron. Thank you for the flashback request. That's a request from Aaron. And it was the Skippy and Frank bit. We have Robert Green of Fraser Foods be a special guest coming up. Mr. Green has loaded a truck full, 2 tons of stuff he wants to take to New Orleans. And we'll talk with him about what it's like trying to, you know, get a truck down to New Orleans with supplies and yet not leave right away because you're still waiting for press to show up to cover you leaving. So he can't leave just yet until Channel 7 gets there. But you, as soon as they do, he'll be on his way down to New Orleans. And there's Laura Engel, our very good friend Laura. She's in New Orleans there in Fox. She's working for Fox News now full time. So I know a lot of you guys know Laura from seeing her on TV. Very nice lady, really talented. And she's now working for Fox full time. So good to see you got out of that KFI gig, Laura. That's really, I'm just joking. Sort of. Well, I can't help it. I mean, we were having... See, her and Maria used to work together in Sacramento, so we were having dinner one night, and I said, so when are you going to, you know, get out of that pop stand and go full-time? I did not. I just said, so are they going to... And apparently, here's the way it happened for Laura. She went up to that Scott Peterson thing, and she's working for KFI Radio, which is a local Los Angeles station, went up, and Greta Van Susteren, and I happen to like Greta. And I don't make the jokes that Newman and Shelley do behind the scenes when they say, what's with that crooked mouth, man? Is that, in other words, what happens? Did her husband get angry one night and just go, well, then here, boom! That's the most sickening thing. So she's doing the deal. She has Greta Van Susteren kind of mentored her. She found her. She said, oh, you're a pretty good reporter. So she started doing these reports, and the next thing you know, boom, she's doing a whole thing on TV. And then finally here, they hired her full time. So she's in New Orleans right now and doing a pretty good job for them. Now, the thing about New Orleans, and I have a friend of mine who said to me last week, I'm going to go down there with energy bars and water and everything. There's people in need, and there's nobody getting... I said, whoa there, Kemosabe. Ain't going to let you in. I don't care. I'll go anyway. And then they'll see... What are you going to tell the National Guard? I'm going in? Well, there's no one getting any help, and it's ridiculous, and everything's messed up. Just take a chill on this. So gradually things are getting back to... The problem is everybody wants it to happen overnight. Now, and the other thing that I really dig is this. So look, if I say that, I'm insensitive. I'm not insensitive. But I'm not going to pander. You know, in other words, I'm sensitive to the needs of the people, but do you want me to pander? And this is what pandering is. Oh, God, those people are in such pain. Why won't they hurry and get the stuff to them right now? What do you know... And I love these cats to say this. See, I told you. I knew it. You didn't know it was going to flood. You never said anything of the sort. Yes, I did. When? I alluded to it last week. How did you allude to it? I said it sure looks like rain. Yeah, huh? How does that mean it's going to be a freaking flood? I knew because 2 years ago at a cocktail party, I said to another guy who said to his wife that, boy, what if the water got too high and it dribbled over? Now everybody's a genius. I don't care, man. I don't care who's talking to me. I don't believe any of them. I don't care who's talking to me. I don't care if it's Bush. I don't care if it's a cat. That mayor in New Orleans, with all due respect, buddy, you better just stand up like a man and take some of the blame on this one, man. I don't, you know, you can sit there and kvetch all you want, brother, but you got to stand up and take a few shots here, brother. You're standing there talking about how everything is just, you know, the whole city's messed up and you and the... Now, to his credit, he told the people to get out of town a week before this happened. He said we got to evacuate the city. But the fact of the matter is, you're the mayor. You got to not just say evacuate, you got to get people evacuated. You got to make those buses available. And that governor... Anyway. But I guess that means, you see, you know... I know the whole thing with New Orleans. People don't care what's happening in New Orleans. That's a smaller thing for the larger political issue. That's all they give a crap about. They could care less where those people die. I'm telling you right now. About 90, I wouldn't say 90. It's about 60% of the people who say they are really concerned about the people in New Orleans. It's just a political, it's a little debating point for them. But in any event, I just love these people. See, you didn't tell me anything. Yes, I did. See, what? It's all flooded now, man. I told you. Dude, I lived down there in a flood. I was there during a flood, and it was bad, okay? And it was only up to my chest. And this one, this is like, this is a Bible thing. This is a Bible thing. This is a full-on Bible thing, and I think we need to be worried, okay? All right, I said it. I think the end is here. Whew, God, I feel better saying that. Oh, thank you, God, for giving me the courage to just spill it out. I think the end of the world is coming. I really do. This is a biblical disaster. And you want to know something else? I'm not right with God. I'm not. I'm not right with God. I'm going to burn. Oh, man, am I going to burn. That's worse than some guy saying to you, I'll cut you. Cat comes up, he says, I'll cut you. That's worse when you say, Phil, what's the matter? Father, oh, I'm going to burn. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a Bible thing. It's a whole flood thing. And so the only thing we can do now is convert to Christianity as rapidly as we can. That's why the Phil Hendry Show is sponsoring Christianity vans. Now, they're going to be at every gas station on every corner. We're going to have you can just go right in and put your hand in the Bible and say, whatever you need me to say, brother, I'm there. You know, Jesus, I love you. And that way we'll start swearing them in, getting them converted overnight, all you mass murderers, all you cats, so that when the end comes, when the locusts land on your kisser, when the bubonic plague breaks out on your dog, we're all ready to just start doing cartwheels to the pearly gates. We'll just run right up with our ticket and go to St. Peter. Me first! All right, all you people. Oh, wow. Where'd I get all these saved souls all of a sudden? I wonder. All right, let's take a look at the book here. Who are you? Phil Hendry. Yeah, that's a real laugh. Next. No, wait a minute. You got to let me. All right, so anyway, we will continue to follow, or maybe not, the hurricane. Coming up, we have Robert Greene on the Phil Henry Show, and Dr. Dean Adell will visit us with a segment of his medical problems, or not his problems, but actually that would be an interesting show instead of having people call him. He should call out and say, well, here's my problem. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Let's call Mary. Mary?
Hi, Dr. Adell.
You know, I have a burning right in my arse.
I think it's hemorrhoids.
Thank you very much. Dr. Dean Adell gets medical advice. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show is back.
And now, Dr. Dean Adell, helping you solve your medical problems.
Well, thanks a lot, Daphne. Oh, wow. Woo, she's hot. Well, one of the reasons why I get women like that is this perm that I've been wearing now. What do you figure? 30 years? I still won't give it up? Hi, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. I have a 70s-style perm, and I don't notice. I just don't notice. Just hasn't even occurred to me. And welcome to our program. And we're going to give you some information here on, oh, just all kinds of stuff I got here. Yeah, just kind of messing around with my papers and stuff, huh? You know, I believe in health. I just, you know, I go my own way. I always give my own opinion, and I don't care what anybody thinks. The fact that my opinion always reflects the opinion of the American Medical Association, but no, shouldn't notice that. I'm an original thinker. Okay. All right, let's go now to, I got a call here. Here's Dan. Oh, Dan, welcome to Dr. Dean Adell Show.
Hi, Dr. Adell. I have a question for you. My back tooth, the big tooth, hurts oh so badly. I'm in agony. You help me, doctor.
You say you're in pain right now?
Yeah, I'm in pain right now.
Now, which tooth is that?
It's the back tooth, right in the way, the tooth in the way back.
The tooth in the way back. Let me look. You know, there's a lot of different medical opinion on that. And, you know, there's an interesting article here in... here it is, American Medical Magazine.
Yes!
And it says here, the tooth way back there, that's called a...
help!
A molar, that's it.
Yeah!
And let's see, the molar, now you say the molar is hurting you, huh? Well, what happened to the caller?
I think he strangled, or drowned in his own blood, I think is the word.
Oh, he drowned in his own blood. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go to another caller here. Yeah, that's called a molar. Now, why it has pain, there's a lot of difference of opinion on that. Could be that it's maybe it's not supposed to be there or something, or it's painful. I don't know. Maybe you hit it with a hammer. Who knows? Okay. All right. It's just a crazy thing. All right. Let's go to another phone call. Hey, welcome to Dr. Dean Adell's show.
Hello, Dr. Adell. I'm so in love with you. I don't want to say that I, self-abuse, but I do listen to your program without underwear.
Thank you.
Now, I wake up in the morning shaking, and sometimes I see ants crawling all over me, and occasionally the wall spits up blood. I also have a searing craving for alcohol. Do you know what's happening to me? Am I imagining those ants?
All right, let me. So you're shaking? You're like... trembling?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and you say there's ants crawling all over you. You don't have an ant hill somewhere in your bedroom, do you?
Not that I know of, no, but I did have them come in and spray just in case.
All right, and you're shaking and you're craving alcohol and you're seeing ants and you're shaking. All right, now there's a difference of opinion on that. And a couple of doctors have done some research, really, really interesting research at the University of Rhode Island, I should say. And
is this going to take time?
Just a moment. And anyway, they said that, I don't, you know, but okay, now give me those symptoms. What you should do, have you got a good orthopedic surgeon?
No, I don't.
You could find out, see, maybe there's something with your back, but I couldn't tell you right now.
I'm craving alcohol, and I'm seeing ants that aren't there. What's wrong with me?
Well, there's a difference of opinion.
What do you mean there's a difference of opinion? I'm craving alcohol, I'm shaking. Craving alcohol, shaking.
Okay, you're craving alcohol and you're shaking?
Yes.
In the morning?
Yes.
And you're imagining seeing it, so there's no real ants?
No.
So you're hallucinating?
Yes.
Do you eat sugar?
I crave alcohol, you dumb Hebrew! I crave...
Okay, let's just go and...
Stand by. Please stand by.
Prince 553. This is the Federal Communications Commission.
We have an anti-Semitic alert. Anti-Semitic alert. Dr. Dean Adell was just called a Hebrew. Checking his permanent now.
Well, that was a nutty one. This is Dr. Dean Adell. I got to go talk to some people about having someone killed.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Father James McQuarters has joined us. He can't talk his light, lilting accent unless he has this kind of music. Isn't that right, Father?
Yes, Phil, that is right. I love to hear music from the old country. Brings a tear to my eye. But if the music drops out, suddenly I revert to talking like this, you know, so put the music back on. Oh, thank you.
That is the freakiest disease, man.
It's only on the radio, Phil. Ordinarily, I just speak in my normal speaking voice. And
well, what's that?
Well, it's something like, hi there! But I,
All right, what do you want to talk about today?
Phil, I want to talk about what's going on in New Orleans. I want everyone to please be calm. Have patience. The help is on its way. And always have faith in the Lord. Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor do they sweat. And yet the Lord provided for them. And I say it here that every hair on your head is numbered. And so there's no reason for you to worry. As the day turns to night, and the night turns to day, things will work out, Phil. I hate to see these people looting the stores, Phil, you know.
Oh, it's bad.
You know, Phil, there was a time when I was a police officer myself.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you work?
Phil, I worked in the city of New York. I was a typical New York Irish cop. That's right. For 25 years, Phil, before I saw the error of my ways, I was a police officer there at the NYPD. Manhattan South, don't you know? NYPD, bleu. But, Phil, I don't do that anymore.
Well, I imagine you are looking, Father McQuarters, at the police in New Orleans and what they're up against.
Well, I understand that, Phil, and I see the looters. And were I still a police officer today, I would take a riot gun out, and I'd walk right up to the back of a man's head, right to the back of a man's head. Oh, how I'd do the old pump action on that and watch his brains splatter all over the glass. But I'm not like that anymore, Phil. I'm not like that anymore. I'm a peace-loving father now, Phil.
You would kill a man just for...
Oh, yeah, just for jollies. You know, Phil, I don't like looting and I don't like rioting, but today I pray to God. When I was a police officer, I'd chase a man down and beat his face with a flashlight. I love to use the butt end of the flashlight and just... Yeah! Huh? You gonna run now? Huh? You gonna run now? You got some rabbit in you now? Yeah! And I just... Boom! Boom! But I don't do that anymore, Phil. No, not since I've seen God. And Jesus is my savior. You know,
you were a violent police officer?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to do my job, Phil. For instance, if I saw some big, fat-assed woman carrying looted things out of a store, you think I'd say, excuse me, would you turn around and bring it back? No, I wouldn't. I'd kind of go up to her as if I was playing cricket, running up to the ball, and I'd have my PR-24. That's right. The good old Marcher Axe Billy Stick. And I would whack the back of her head so hard that her gold teeth would go out uniformly from her mouth, almost like jet aircraft, just... and impale themselves on a fence 100 yards hence. I would hit her the back of the head so hard, she'd turn white. I'm Father James McQuarters. God bless you.
I'd hit her so hard she'd turn white, isn't that...
Don't play it back to me.